Good morning. Buenos días. I'm going to talk about Alzheimer's disease, knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors of caregivers in Hispanic communities. And I was told that I needed to say this, that this disclosure, you all can read it. There's nothing that I'm tied to. But before I start addressing the issue of the knowledge, attitudes, and behavior in Hispanic communities regarding Alzheimer's, I would like to give you a little bit of background about the agency that I represent, the National Alliance for Hispanic Health. Our mission is to improve the health of Hispanic communities and work with others to secure health for all. And we are the oldest and the largest network of health and human services organizations serving 10 million Hispanics in the United States. We are guided by a few principles, but I would like to highlight these three that make us very unique. We represent all Hispanic subgroups since 1973 when the organization was founded. That means that we acknowledge the Mexican Americans, Puerto Ricans, Cuban Americans, Central South Americans as part of our Hispanic community. We are dedicated to community-based solutions, and we strongly believe that our communities can create a change on their own and with our support that we always provide. And we don't accept any funding from tobacco or alcohol companies, and soon, and we haven't either accepted funding from the sugar-sweetened beverages. So that's another thing that we are adding to our principles that is very important for our community. We partnered with Novartis Pharmaceuticals, and they gave us a grant, an educational grant, to develop a culturally and linguistically appropriate strategic framework to reach Hispanic consumers with messages and resources to increase understanding of Alzheimer's disease in Hispanic communities. During the year and a half duration of this program, we have three main outcomes that I'm going to talk about. One, we conducted an environmental scan of literature and resources for literature and research on Hispanics and Alzheimer's, and we reviewed resources available for the Hispanic community, those that were available bilingual, English and Spanish. We also conducted community panel discussions with caregivers. We have a group of 31 participants, and with healthcare providers, 21 participants. And we also developed the resources based on the findings from the environmental scan and from the community panel discussions. Some of the results from the environmental scale indicated that Hispanics are 1.5 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than the non-Hispanic whites. We also found out that literacy levels affect tests for those people that are trying to be diagnosed or having Alzheimer's. Hispanics experience more severe clinical symptoms at the start of the disease. However, the Hispanics live longer than the non-Hispanic whites. So it is a longer term with the disease, which makes an impact for families and communities. And we reviewed the inventory of the resources available for Hispanics, and we found out also that there is a lack of culturally and linguistically appropriate resources for our community. Regarding the methodology for the community panel discussions that we conducted, to ensure consistency in the implementation of all the panel discussions in the different cities that we conducted them, we developed a protocol. And this protocol included the guidelines for the site coordinators to plan and organize the panel discussions, the criteria for the selection of both the caregivers that were going to participate in the panel, as well as the providers that were going to be, and of course it included the guidelines for the moderator that were both in English and Spanish, and again for both the caregivers and the healthcare providers. In addition to the data and the information that we were gathering from the conversations during the panel discussions, we developed a couple of surveys for the caregivers and for the healthcare providers to collect some demographic data on our participants and to get a little bit more of input in case that something was not addressed in the during the discussions. So we have our panel discussions in Miami, San Isidro, and Philadelphia, and in these three cities we were able to have participants from all our Hispanic subgroups. In terms of the criteria to participate, I'm going to highlight a couple of them. Of course, you need to be participant needed to be Hispanic, speak and read and write English. And one of the most important things is that the caregiver was a family member that was unpaid taking care of a person with Alzheimer's. Our healthcare providers, we had representation. We wanted to have representation from primary care, general medicine, and of course we wanted to have some specialty neurology and geriatrics participating in the panel discussions, and we got all of them. Some results that I would like to highlight, the caregivers, most of the caregivers indicated that they have heard of Alzheimer's disease, but they only learn about the stages and some of the details after diagnosis. They said that they had really very little knowledge in terms of this disease. Many of them also indicated that was denial from the family members and denial of the symptoms, and they didn't want to address the issue because they were fearful that something horrible was going to happen. And one of the biggest misconceptions is that memory loss and behavioral changes are normal part of aging, and that is also very prevalent in our community. Another thing that is important to keep in mind is that there was a very high resistance from family members to have their family member with Alzheimer's placed in an out-of-home care. They felt that this was, they felt like they were ungrateful and disrespectful if they would place the family member out of home. And some of the main concerns that they express is that the health of the person with Alzheimer's disease, because they didn't know a lot of information how to deal in each stage with their health. And their own mental health was an issue. They felt that they were very stressed taking care of a person with a disease, and of course there were financial issues because many of them had to quit their jobs to take care of the patient. Other results include they felt like there was the testing in Spanish was okay, but after that the information and the resources in the community were very limited. Many of them favored the internet as a source of information, but they also recognize that there is a need for multiple formats to reach Hispanic audiences, including television, radio, and other platforms. And the messages should emphasize taking steps to get the person checked by the healthcare provider. The providers, what is very significant is that the findings from the providers group were very similar to what the caregivers have to say. They felt like the Hispanics that they were seeing had very little knowledge of the disease and the progression. There was a tendency to ignore the symptoms. The misconception about the loss of memory that is normal, and again the same issues that I mentioned that the caregivers talk about. And they also emphasize on communication in different forms. Recommendations. The recommendations were for the strategic framework to reach Hispanic communities was to develop resources for the general population to increase awareness, another resource for the caregivers, and something else that we should address healthcare providers. So for the general population, the basic information should be about AD should be, and the stages should be included in the resources. Promote detection of early signs and early diagnosis, signs and symptoms, memory loss, misconceptions, and denial of the symptoms. Provide some action steps, like encouraging people to go to the healthcare provider, and what kind of information they should share with the healthcare provider. Recommendations for the outreach, I already mentioned this. Different platforms, English and Spanish, publications should be bilingual, written in 6th to 8th grade level, concise and attractive, no black and white. And the recommendations from the caregivers in terms of the resources that should be developed for them. It should be have clear explanations of what the disease is and the stages, and what to do in each of the stage, what is the treatment, questions that they should ask the providers and how to collect all this information, caregiving tips in each stage. They felt like they didn't have enough information to actually take care of their family member, how to cope with the effects of the disease and the family, so address the health care of the caregivers themselves, and provide some resources for out-of-home care and end-of-life matters. They felt that they were totally unprepared. So based on these recommendations, we developed this for this booklet for the general population and this one for the caregivers, which you see are they're colorful, they're very descriptive and very useful. And I actually mailed them to the hotel. They didn't make it, but I don't know for you all, but I don't know how we can pass this around, and then if you want, you can contact me. I'm going to put some of my business cards here so you can get the publication. So
we'll make sure they get back to the front.
I don't have the full.